Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. I am joined in the studio by Steve Thomason from, and you representing the Bone Gap Chowder.
Yes, sir.
The 100th Bone Gap Chowder. It's the biggest and best ever, huh?
Yeah, well, we like to believe so. And thanks for letting me be here this morning.
Okay, no problem. How long have you been involved with Bone Gap Chowder?
Oh, I was thinking about that the other day, 45, 50 years.
Wow. So did you get involved with it because your parents were involved with it, or you just always showed up?
Just growing up in Bone Gap, it's a, you know, it's a big place, so anything happens, everybody's involved. So.
Okay. So what else do you do besides the Bone Gap Chowder? In Bone Gap, are you involved with the fire department there, or?
No, just reside there, northern suburbs.
In the northern part of Bone Gap, okay. All right, and everyone can find the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds?
If you can get into Bone Gap, you will find the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds,
okay.
Yes.
And let me ask you right now, what is the best part of the Bone Gap Chowder?
Well, I don't know about the best part. It's just always been a day when the community comes together. It's a big get-together day. Making the chowder is a full event, so.
Okay. All right. What time does that start? Does it start Friday night?
Well, it's been going on now for a few weeks. We've had our meetings and planning and gathering and making sure the things get together that we have to have on that day to make the day a success.
Okay. All right. It's the 100th annual Bone Gap Chowder, a century of chowder. Coming your way this Saturday, August the 10th, at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. And we'll find out more about it here with Steve in just a few moments.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt, you can get on a budget, you can get your baby step forward going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Steve Thomason from Bone Gap. We're talking about the 100th annual Bone Gap Chowder. It's this Saturday, August the 10th at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. Planning committee meetings have been all done and ready to go. So what time does it start on Saturday?
Well, for anybody that'd like to be involved, if you're a little bit of the pyromaniac, about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, you can come down and help us start the fires. We'll get that all kicked off and get the fire built up. Then we'll be setting the kettles on. Adding the water later on in the morning. We'll have our cutting up party. Everybody will start to gather in and cut up the vegetables and get those stacked away and racked away and ready for the time for them to be put into the chowder.
Oh, okay. All right. So so how much chowder will be served on Saturday?
This year we'll be making 19 kettles, roughly 30 gallons per kettle, and then we'll be preparing that most of the day. The actual serving time will start and commence at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so chowder by 4, but it's not just chowder at 4 and cutting up and all that. There's a whole activity list of things going on in Bone Gap this Saturday, right?
For the day, the August 10th, the 100th Bone Gap Chowder, will be having 9 o'clock. We'll start with a garden tractor pull. That'll take place. There is also an antique tractor show starting, and those things will be coming in the morning. Registration will start at 10 a.m. There'll be 4 classes in the antique tractor divisions. The first one, oldest original. The second class will be best restored. Third class will be president's choice. The fourth class will be the oldest. And Ron Kelsey at 618-446-3362 is the contact person for all that goings on. We will also have kid tractor train rides provided that the kids really enjoy. That's put on by Kenny Mavis there in Bone Gap.
Okay.
They can come out and just get in and ride around.
Do you ever think that you'd see the day when they'd be restoring antique tractors instead of antique cars?
There's a lot of things that are happening now that I don't know that I would ever have dreamed about seeing.
Dreamed about, okay. All right. The garden tractor pull. Is there a big turnout for the garden tractor pull?
Well, we always have a pretty contingency that follows that activity, and that group, they come in and set up the show and put on their show and haul the show away.
So if I wanted to pull my garden tractor, I could just show up?
That's the way I understand it. Now, that's a little bit out of my league, and I'm not sure who puts that on for us, but they come in and they run the show.
Oh, okay. All right. And how long does the garden tractor show usually last?
Oh, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours maybe.
Okay. All right. And is that like a regular tractor pull? They've got a weighted sled and they're pulling it a certain distance?
They do. It's just on a smaller scale.
Oh, okay.
The noise is every bit as much as the big ones.
Really? Okay. All right. It's the garden tractor pull starting at 9 o'clock this Saturday at Bone Gap at the Chowder Grounds, and then the antique tractor show will happen at the same time. Not only do you have things for adults like the tractor pull and tractor show, you have things for the kids. Who's bringing the kids' tractor train rides?
That's Kenny Mavis. He's been doing that for quite a while, and he's got an old tractor that's fixed up, and he brings in the barrels that have wheels on them, and the kids get in and go around, and some of them get to sit on the tractor with him and act like they're driving. He's got two steering wheels there.
Really?
One's for the kids and one's for the maintainer. So the kids really enjoy that.
All right. And then the giant inflatable slide will be up?
We have a giant inflatable slide for the kids. There'll be a balloon lady there. There'll also be antique tools that they'll be looking for to display.
Oh, okay.
And then with the antique tractor pull, the trophies will be presented that afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So you've got a lot of stuff going on in the morning, but chowder's not being served until 4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
So what's for lunch?
Well, we'll have other things there that people can take advantage of, the steak burgers and hot dogs and drinks and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. They're steak burgers. They're not hamburgers.
Well, the technical term on the box is steak burgers.
Okay. So we're going with that. All right. We're going to talk about entertainment and all the other things going on in the Bone Gap Chowder this Saturday, August the 10th, and cooked over wood fire.
Absolutely. It has always been and still is over wood fire. That wood is split and ready to go.
Okay.
Just the way we do it.
Did you have a committee of wood splitters? Or?
We always do, yes.
Always do, okay. All right. Do you have to start off in the Bone Gap community as a wood splitter before you can move up into the more planning area of the Bone Gap Chowder Committee?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Any assistance is welcome. You come on in, and you're welcome to be a part of anything that you'd like to be a part of.
Okay. All right. We're talking to Steve Thomason about the 100th annual Bone Gap Chowder. It is this Saturday, August the 10th, at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds, and everyone is invited. Activities start at 9 o'clock. Fires are lit at 5:30, and the kettles go on at 6, and then the cutting of vegetables and all that, and we'll get into more of that in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Steve Thomason about the 100th annual Bone Gap Chowder coming up this Saturday, August the 10th. Activities get underway at 9 o'clock with the garden tractor pull, but if you want to be involved earlier, the fires are lit at 5:30 a.m., and then shortly thereafter, the cutting up of the vegetables, and we're going to talk about that later. But let's talk about all the – we've been talking about all the things that are going on in the morning and afternoon. You've got a special guest coming. The singing blacksmith is coming from RFD-TV.
Yeah, Brian Headley, the singing blacksmith, will be with us on Saturday. He'll be there from about 10 to 3:30, just demonstrating, and then about 2:30 he's going to take a break and have a little presentation on how he got started, the people that are involved, and some of the background that people might not know of as far as his work.
So is he going to be singing, or is he going to be blacksmithing, or is he going to do both? Does he do both?
Well, he does both. I'm sure he'll be free to do as he chooses that day. So he'll be there for people's entertainment.
So. Okay. All right. Have you ever watched him work?
I've seen him on the shows. Okay. Of course, I've visited with Brian different times, and I know Brian, but going to be glad to have him there that day.
Okay. How did you manage to snag the singing blacksmith?
Well, I can't specifically answer that question. I'm not sure who's responsible for it. We're just appreciative.
Just happy he's there.
Happy he's going to be there with us.
Okay. And then also, you besides the craft fair going on, and that's going to open up at 9, right?
The craft fair is for anybody who would like to have a little space there to bring in their different items, and we've set that up the last few years. It tends to grow a little bit. People bring in the things that they peddle, and people kind of enjoy that.
Oh, okay. All right. And then will there be entertainment throughout the afternoon?
There will be a DJ there, Ty Gray, who is familiar to a lot of people. He follows the car shows, and provides music through the day. So he'll be there with us, too.
Oh, all right. So there'll be music throughout the day. And then you've also got the train station in Bone Gap is going to be open, right?
Yes. From 10 a.m. to noon, Bernard Von Allman, who is retired out of the railroad, will be uptown at the Bone Gap Depot. It's been restored and different things to look at through the building there. He'll be there to make presentation, answer questions, and kind of explain things about the old railroad days. If people would like to take advantage of that.
So. And is Bernard a Bone Gap resident?
He lives there in Bone Gap, yes.
Okay. And did he travel out of that station, or?
He worked for the railroad. I don't know exactly his duties. He wasn't a depot operator that I remember, but I do remember some of the depot operators there.
Oh, okay. All right. And how old is the train depot? Do you know?
No, I'm really not sure. Okay. And I don't remember when the train quit running through Bone Gap and when the depot was actually shut down. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're mixing in a little history along with your craft beer and your food and your eventual chowder, right?
It seems like that's always the case, but this year being the 100th year anniversary, I'm sure there'll be a little bit more of it. I know there's one family that's coming back that is going to have some commemorative hats for sale for the Bone Gap Chowder. And, I'm not sure exactly who all might show up. I know the contact person for the craft fair is Debbie Glover at 446-3302. And she has a lot more of the information about the behind the scenes of that kind of activity.
So. Okay, and she could, if you still want to be, if you have Saturday free and you've got you tend to go to vendor fairs, you can still contact her and probably get a space.
Absolutely.
Okay. How much is the space?
The spaces are about $20, and it's usually it's an ample space that people could set up in.
All right. Let's go to we're going to talk about chowder, but first let's talk about the cutting up of the vegetables.
Our cutting up party?
The cutting up party. So what is that like? Is it?
We get a big trailer there, flat trailer, and attach all the goodies that we need to assist us with. Everybody brings their knives and pots and pans, and we lay the vegetables out, and you just pick a vegetable that you like to work with and take off and prepare it and slice it and dice it and put it in the tubs.
Okay, so what is the atmosphere around the cutting up party? Is that just mainly cutting up, or is it mainly visiting?
Well, cutting up is the perfect term because you're physically cutting the vegetables as well as having the jokes and all that goes with it thrown in.
Do you see people that you haven't seen in a while and you've got stories for them? Oh, they've got stories for you.
Yeah, that is a situation where a lot of people get together for times that we don't actually take a lot of time to get to visit with anymore. So
okay. All right, we are talking to Steve Thomason from the 100th Bone Gap Chowder. The 100th annual Bone Gap Chowder is coming up this Saturday, August the 10th, at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. It is cooked over a wood fire because that's important to some people. And activities begin at 9 o'clock at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. Chowder served at 4, and we'll get down to the chowder serving in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Steve Thomason from the 100th Annual Bone Gap Chowder this year. It's this Saturday at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. Activities begin at 9. Fires start at 5:30 in the morning on August the 10th. And then kettles will go on at 6. All right. So, Steve, now it's what do you do for the chowder? Chowder Day, are you a stirrer? Yes. Are you a fire stoker?
Yes.
Are you a timer going, carrots going now?
No. I was at one time the head cook, but I've given that over to younger and more adequate help now, and so I don't head that up so much anymore, but I've done a little bit of everything growing up there. You know, like I say, whenever you come down and want to be a part of the Bone Gap Chatter, we'll find a place to put you.
Okay.
Been a stirrer. For years I was in charge of packing off the kettles when we still did that by hand. Now we do it with machine. I've helped with the fire. I've helped clean up. You know, you just, when you grow up and you're part of the chowder, you just help with whatever's needed. So
okay. All right. What makes Bone Gap Chowder different than chowder from Albion?
Well, a lot of times I don't know other chowders. I can just tell you that the Bone Gap Chowder, for the consistency of the years, is used the same recipe. Now, things have changed a little bit because, you know, looking back, I know I read some history books that a lady from, I believe, Chicago wrote about the Edwards County history, and part of it was based on the Bone Gap Chowder, and it was interesting to look back how they used to do things. You know, there used to be a crew that was responsible the night before to start butchering the beef. Okay. Other crews that were responsible for going around early in the morning and gathering the kettles from the different farm sites to bring in, and other crews were responsible for gathering the vegetables to bring in, and one crew I remember reading about was responsible for gathering and having on hand about 1,000 gallons of water for the day. You know, and then other crews were responsible for digging the fire pits. Right. So there was a lot of things about the Bone Gap Chowder that I really wasn't aware of that were way back. And I know over the years it's changed from three different sites.
Uh-huh.
It used to be southeast of town, then it moved into the church grounds, the Methodist church grounds, and then it was moved to where we're at today, and it's been there ever since. So
okay.
Quite a history of the Bone Gap Chowder. We tend to think we make good chowder. It's always the same. It doesn't matter what kettle you pick. The recipe is the same for each one. You're not going to get any better from one or the other. It's all the same.
I thought it depended on the stirrer.
Well,
the taste of the chowder depended on the stirrer.
The stirring gets pretty important the longer you go. From about 3 o'clock on, Stirring's pretty critical, and you don't want any novice stirrers about that time. You want seasoned stirrers that know what's going on whenever you get toward the end.
Okay. All right. When the chowder is finally ready, how is it served? Do you have like a drive-through line? Do you have?
We tried that one year, and that really just doesn't work for us at Bone Gap.
Okay.
But at 4 o'clock, we'll have the national anthem and prayer, and we'll start serving. You can buy it by the bulk, gallons, 5 gallons, whatever you want. We just ask that if you're taking out bulk, you do not use glass containers. That gets a little dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Also at 4 o'clock, we'll have a serving line. If you want to come through and get a bowl of chowder, maybe a burger, the drinks, the pies and cakes, and sit down there in the picnic tables that we have on concrete pads. A lot of people like to sit down and visit and catch up with family that's come in for just the Bone Gap chowder. We've got a lot of shade that you can sit around and visit with. So you've got two options. You can take it, I guess three. A lot of people buy the bulk, take it to their vehicles, and then come back through and go through the line and buy a bowl and a sandwich and drinks and stuff, and want to sit down and eat and visit with the people that are there.
Okay, so you've thrown in a couple of new things for me. All right, not only are you serving chowder, but there will be sandwiches, right?
Yes.
What kind of sandwiches?
Well, back to the steak burgers and hot dogs, as long as they last.
All right. Then desserts.
Well,
where do they come from?
That's first come, first serve. They're donated by the people that want to make pies and cakes. They're cut up and put on display. You can purchase those as long as they have what you like.
Okay.
And the bulk, I didn't say, but the bulk chowder is still $15 a gallon.
$15 a gallon.
And I'm not sure. I'm not up around the serving line that much, but the bowl and those things that you buy to sit down and eat, they're priced individually up there. So
okay, all right, and so it's $15 a gallon for chowder. Do you get a discount if you buy like 5 gallons?
Well,
do you have those people who buy more than a gallon?
Oh yes, absolutely. It's all 15. I think personally, at $15 a gallon, it's already discounted.
It's already discounted.
Yeah. So
okay, all right. What's the thing you're looking forward to most on Saturday?
Well, it's always a big day, and it's a lot of work. But at the end of the day, you've enjoyed the time that you've had just with everybody getting together in the community to make the chowder, and then to see the faces that, you know, just come home for the chowder, and
mm-hmm.
And to get to visit with people that maybe haven't been around the area for quite some time.
Okay. Do you get to reconnect with old friends from at the chowder?
I have had a lot of situations where old classmates come back for that, and you get to see them after years of not knowing where they were at and what was going on with them. So that happens quite a bit.
Okay. It is the 100th annual Bone Gap Chowder. Anything special for the 100th? You're not going to finish with fireworks, are you?
Well, not that I know of.
Okay. That's not been in your realm of responsibility.
I wasn't in charge of that. So.
Okay. All right. It is the 100th annual Bone Gap Chowder this Saturday, August the 10th, at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. Things get underway at 9 with the garden tractor pull and the antique tractor show. The fires will be started at 5:30. Kettles go on at 6, and the serving of chowder at 4. Steve, I think we've covered it all.
Well, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that do a lot of good work. We think we put on a good chowder, and hope everybody can come out and enjoy it with us.
Okay. Sounds like a good time. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.